From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The company that makes the painkiller OxyContin and three of its executives have pleaded guilty to charges of misleading the public about the drug's risks. U.S. officials had accused the company of lying about OxyContin's potential for addiction and abuse. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports that the company, Purdue Pharma, and the executives will pay a total of $634 million in fines.
The Connecticut-based company pleaded guilty to a felony charge of misbranding with the intent to defraud and mislead. Its president, its chief legal officer, and the former chief medical officer also pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge. U.S. Attorney John Brownlee said Purdue Pharma had deliberately lied about OxyContin's potential for abuse and addiction.
Simply put, the genesis of OxyContin was not the result of good science or laboratory experiment. OxyContin was the child of marketeers and bottom-line financial decision-making.
Brownlee said that beginning in 1996, the drug maker began holding focus groups with physicians about its new long-lasting painkiller. Many of these doctors said they were reluctant to prescribe the drug because they worried about its potential for abuse. So the company's sales representatives began providing misleading information about OxyContin. They said, for instance, that the drug produced no euphoric feeling for users and that they suffered no withdrawal symptoms when they stopped taking it. Brownlee says within a few years, use of the drug exploded.
The result of their misrepresentations and crimes sparked one of our nation's greatest prescription drug failures. OxyContin is nothing more than pure oxycodone, a habit-forming narcotic derived from the opium poppy.
This case was brought in Western Virginia, which, like many rural areas, has had to grapple with widespread abuse of OxyContin. William Macello, the assistant chief medical examiner for the region, said that in 2003 alone, 44 local residents died from OxyContin abuse.
Both the law enforcement people and myself here noticed this major uptick in the number of deaths and the number of crimes related to opiate drugs, of the principal of which was OxyContin. That was the one that everyone was noticing.
Today's guilty pleas come 2 days after the drug maker reached a settlement with 26 states and the District of Columbia, which said the company failed to adequately disclose the drug's risks. For its part, Purdue Pharma issued a statement today acknowledging that some of its employees had misrepresented the drug before 2001, but it said since then it has implemented new training, monitoring, and compliance procedures to ensure the same thing doesn't happen again. Of the $634 million the company has agreed to pay, about $130 million will go to pay claims from private lawsuits. The rest will go to federal and state agencies, such as a Virginia program for monitoring prescription drug abuse. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.